our goal is to have a little Wings and Wheels logo on a whole bunch of cars, an open wheel, a NASCAR, and, you know, bring on the next generation. We're really trying to build a community and a family and then support the next generation of racers coming up.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but here at the epicenter of racing awesomeness, right? The amazing and iconic Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Brianna Mulvihill. She is the executive director of Wings and Wheels, a foundation that is laying the foundation for that next generation of drivers in a bunch of different ways and right here at the racing capital. So, Brianna, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you for having us.
So this is really cool. This is a great place to be, and we always say that there's no substitute for being here in racing. But when it comes to drivers and when it comes to that barrier of entry and getting into not only spectating but being part of it and driving and on the track, it's hard to do, right? It's one of those things that's the mission for the foundation.
Absolutely. So what we do is we like to raise funds and have a good time, and we identify drivers who need help financially and help build them up in their racing careers.
If you ask the drivers, they all need help financially. Even like Jeff Gordon back when he still, you know, his team made a case that they needed help financially. How do you find the drivers that you would want to support? Because I think that's one of the important things too, because you want to have people with a little bit of potential and give them that leg up in the sport.
Absolutely. So our drivers, typically, if we don't step in and help, they won't run the race. They won't move to the next step. Sometimes it's even as, I don't have enough money to have enough tires to do this race. That's literally all a lot of people need, and that's where we're set up to step in and fill that need. We all have our ambassadors that we help out more so, but we're also set up to do those one-time off races where I don't have enough money to pay my crew. We can't go because I don't have crew, or I don't have money for tires, or my engine blew and I'm top in the points. I don't want to drop out. So that's where we're able to step in and help out these drivers.
I say it, I don't want to say it all the time, but I say it pretty often, especially as new opportunities for people to get into the sport start to come about, is, you know, with the opening of Chicagoland Speedway, we got a chance to talk to Kyle Petty, and I said, people are going to be inspired by racing happening here, you being happening here. They're going to say, I want to be a race car driver. It's not like football. You can't go out for it, a sport. His response to me was, know someone with a lot of money. I mean, it's totally useless, but it's completely correct, or at least it was at the time. That is really the barrier.
It really is. The financial constraint on racing has just increased and increases every year exponentially. On top of raising and helping out in those last little bits, we've also started a program for people just getting into racing to where they can get seat time, and also we've built a program to teach them how to find sponsors, how to talk to them, how to do interviews, how to sit in front of a board, what you should look like, things you need to do to not only market your team but yourself so that you can raise your own money as well.
I mean, that is so important, and there just really isn't a school or a course for it other than Wings and Wheels, because, and I don't want to say maybe as much, but it's certainly an important part of it, your success and your abilities on the track. But you really have to be this great ambassador, not only for you, yourself, your brand, your race team, but sponsors.
Absolutely. Sponsors are going to want to know that, hey, if I promote you, it's not going to bite me in the butt, and that they can continue to promote their own brand as well as yourself.
Andre Castro is case in point, right? He's someone with a ton of talent, somebody that has all the ability in the world, but doesn't have, like you said, with Wings and Wheels, doesn't have maybe the dollars to do it on his own. He is here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He is racing in the Xfinity race. You've been a part of his origins. You're a part of this weekend's race.
Absolutely. Andre's been with Wings and Wheels and our sister company, Future Star Racing, for a year, and we helped him run in the F4 series, and last year he did the Griffiths test, the combine test is what they call it now, for IMS in the USF 2000 car, and he ran the fastest lap out here with us last year. He's got potential, he knows the track, he's got a good backing team with Jesse Iwuji and Hendrick Motorsports, power racing engine, he's set up. It's up to him.
It's one of the things, of course, we'll be talking a little bit with Andre as well. As far as the simulators and some of the times, he's had some of those best times. He'll be racing his way into the race here this weekend. And so let's see, like, what do you expect from Wings and Wheels for, let's say, someone who comes through the program, benefits from the program, these opportunities they wouldn't have? You'll have ambassadors out there in the world.
Absolutely. Our goal is to have a little Wings and Wheels logo on a whole bunch of cars, and an open wheel, a NASCAR, and just, you know, not only just promote us, but to further, you know, bring on the next generation. It's, we're not doing this one time. It's, we're really trying to build a community and a family of racers that just keep going and then support the next generation of racers coming up. We don't want it to stop with just one.
You guys are doing a public service, because you think about it like that, is that there are so many people who would love to see young drivers. They would love to see people have opportunities in racing, but you can't do it. Just like the drivers can't do it on their own, they can't do it on their own, but it's an opportunity to have them be able to support the foundation, whether it's, I don't know how that works. And of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, but like, people could probably donate, you know, $5, $20, $100, whatever they could give, right, towards the future of racing.
Absolutely. So we're set up for donors to give $5, or the sky's the limit. You can go to our website, wingsandwheelsfoundation.com, and go to support, and that's where you can support our specific ambassador drivers, or you can give to the general fund, to where we can do the one-offs.
We'll have links up again at WGNradio.com. The future of racing is right here, and it's Wings and Wheels. So many drivers in the future are going to be getting on those tracks because of their support. Andre Castro this weekend as well, with a chance to win in victory lane, and not only winning for himself, but for that future and for Wings and Wheels. So, Brianna, we'll let you get back to it. A lot to do this weekend. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me.